I have to get up at some ungodly hour, I say, describing a flight I need to catch.
Writer Karen Anderson.
It's only later that I wonder about that phrase. What could an ungodly hour be, after all? Who would believe in a God that kept hours, that wasn't available 24/7? I especially want God to be available when I'm flying. Because even though planes launch me into God territory, I don't feel one bit more secure. Which suggests that maybe I'm not a true believer. There's another interesting phrase. Why do we need to say true believer? Who would ever want to be a false believer? Certainly, my concept of God has changed from the bearded man in the sky that I learned about in Sunday school. I like it that he's in the sky, especially when I'm flying, but not that he's a he. My 24/7 God has to be bigger than gender, bigger than any of our differences. That's one of the benefits of being sky high. Anyone who's been in a plane knows that national boundaries aren't visible from the air or religious boundaries or any other kind. In fact, everything looks beautiful from up here, which is why it's worth getting up at some ungodly hour, worth believing there is no such thing.